You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
We're all looking for this great mythical mental toughness. Mental toughness doesn't come from sitting on the couch. It doesn't come from wishing it would come true. It comes from putting in the work, and you have to start developing your mindset. Mindset is not developed by wishing. Mindset is developed by doing and actually putting into practice.
And that's the key difference between a dream and a goal. See, a dream is something you can imagine. A goal is something you achieve. Big difference.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you tried, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
Go and sit down quietly by yourself for 30 to 60 minutes. 30 to 60 minutes. Most people in our society have never sat quietly for 30 to 60 minutes in their entire lives. Yet I will tell you this, this method works 100% of the time. That any problem that you have, any difficulty, any challenge, any goal that you want to accomplish, if you'll go into the silence and sit quietly and then listen to the still small voice within.
So I've been grinding lately. Had to go back to the lab, readjust some shit in my brain, put a lot of miles in. Every day, run over 20 miles a day, getting up early, going to bed early, eating the right shit. This last week started taking a toll on me. I usually don't think too much. Get my shoes on, head the out. I've been thinking a lot. That internal voice has been talking to me. Talking about, oh man, you're tired. Looking at my shoes about 30 minutes before I put the mother on. Pushing back the time of that I go out to go run. So I decided to tape record myself. That internal voice I put on tape sound like a straight when I listen to that motherfucker. So if you ever have a hard time out there, tape yourself. Listen to what kind of bitch you're being.
Always do more than you get paid for to make an investment in your future. Now, some unions would argue with us on this.
Life is a mystery. Don't waste time trying to figure it out.
Humor.
Keep a sense of humor. Especially about yourself, it is a strength beyond all measure.
Change.
Now that nothing stays the same.
I really want to say to children out there and to people who are watching, Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday, getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. so? No one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters what you're doing today. Those who take me literally. So, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same.
Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, they'll struggle, then weather it through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym? And our body's dying, do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day, examine it, put it under the microscope, and have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference. And if you're going to sit here and complain why you came up short without taking responsibility and looking at yourself internally first on all the opportunities you decide to pass on for comfort, then you're a shallow person, guys.
If you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you haven't done shit.
What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task, and the task is overwhelming. Like, when I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups, and I was talking about breaking this record, people are like, oh my God. I went right to a pen and paper. Like, what are you doing? I'm doing the math, man. What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups in a minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
Millions of dollars was on my mind at that time. I was dead broke. There was no time to relax, go hang out, party. No, I was broke. I needed millions. I saw, even when I had negative money in my account, which was very often, I saw millions in my future. I wanted safety, comfort, security, ease, no more stress. Tired of watching people stress. Tired of watching people scrape and pawn shit just to make pay this. And you know what I mean? I was tired of that shit, tired of being that myself. So that was my theme, you know what I mean, at that time. No time to chill. I'm trying to get meals.
You have to find your best self. And to do that, you can't stay in the comfortable world. You gotta find a spot that's not so comfortable. You're racing against no one but yourself. And when you continuously think that when you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. And this race is you against you, man. So don't get caught up in all this bullshit out here of the social media, and this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm doing, and this is how great I am. Leave all that shit behind, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going.
Have you ever seen the Facebook post that Kobe put after he ruptured his Achilles? This is such BS. All the training and sacrifice just flew out of the window with one step that I've done millions of times. The frustration is unbearable. The anger is rage. Why the hell did this happen? Makes no damn sense. Now I'm supposed to come back from this and be the same player or better at 35? How in the world am I supposed to do that? I have no clue. Do I have the consistent will to overcome this thing? Maybe I should break out of this rocking chair and reminisce on the career that was. Maybe this is how my book ends. Maybe Father Time has defeated me. Then again, maybe not. It's 3:30 a.m. My foot feels like a dead weight. My head is spinning from the pain meds and I'm wide awake. Forgive my venting, but what's the purpose of social media if I won't bring this to you? No real image. Feels good to vent, let it out, to feel as if this was the worst thing ever. Because after all the venting, the real perspective sets in. There are far greater issues and challenges in the world than a torn Achilles. Stop feeling sorry for yourself, find the silver lining, and get to work with the same belief, same drive, and same conviction as ever. One day, the beginning of a new career journey will commence. Today is not that day. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I've always loved that quote. That's Mamba mentality. We don't quit, we don't cower, we don't run, we endure and conquer. I know it's a long post, but I'm Facebook venting, lol. Maybe now I can actually get some sleep and be excited for surgery tomorrow. First step of a new challenge. Thank you for all your prayers and support. Much love always. Mamba out.
When they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise, for the next half hour of posing and all the kind of things that you have to do to be a champion.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
One of my friends, Alex, has got this quote, which I love. And he says, the heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
How am I able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want? Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad, people, all this, who's gonna carry the boats and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose. And like, the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take, because it is People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be. I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Yeah. Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the fucking face, man. And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
You've got to work harder. You've got to commit more. You've got to take more responsibility. You've got to deal with more ups and downs. And if we can deal with that question, how much are you willing to suffer? I work with gold medal champions, and they suffer every day. They work enormously hard. They sacrifice enormous things in order to get that success.
You might think that life is unfair. You might think is that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
I don't deserve to be that man, but I can still do the things that can create it. And that also means that I have to go through the circumstances that would create that man, which means that if I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. It's like hate. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's the feeling of being on the right path.
You can believe you're not worthy of a thing and still attain it. You can be adamant that your efforts are going to go badly and still succeed. You can grip and grasp and fear and it ruin the enjoyment and be totally unwarranted and things still go well. You can have no self-belief and show up anyway. You can want more for yourself without knowing exactly what that looks like. You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to.
If you're going through that right now, and I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with, just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. And it's not always Vicodin or some drug addiction. It could come as something benign as porn, gambling, over drinking, too much television, things that slowly chip away at humanity, things that people use to escape, vaping, binge-watching television, all of these things are digging holes in your life that ultimately you look back and you realize there's such a chasm between you and your spouse, that you and your kids barely know each other, even though you live under the same roof, that you've got this dad bod with a pot belly and pointy titties and pear-shaped. And you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too, no different than a German shepherd would.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
You have emotional maturity. You realize that some days you're not going to sleep well. Some days you're going to wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. You got to eat those shit sandwiches, right? And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well, or it's raining outside, it's cold outside, I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion.
This next generation is coming up, and I don't mean to smash all of them, but they seem like a bunch of pussies to me, you know? So because of that, there's never been more opportunity than there is right now. If you're a f***ing savage and you get out there and you grind hard and you want it bad enough, you can run all these guys over, man.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is and you have to aim at it, okay? Okay, so let's say you're willing to play that game. Might be wrong, because who knows, you're gonna get run over by a bus tomorrow, but you know, you're going to play the game. Okay, now the next step is, all right, figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Okay, do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down. You have to discipline yourself. And the issue is, well, how? That's not really the relevant question. You can pick a disciplinary path. That's why I often tell my clients, especially young people, they say, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, that's okay. Nobody does. Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans.
The man who never failed. The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.